Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be showing you how to open up a form to a specific record. So if you want to play along, go to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB10. You can follow the link below the video and then open it up, and that's the least smooth I've ever done that. Okay, right. Now, where were we at? In the last video, we created form rooms. Not that one. We created form rooms sorted ascending, which was a data sheet. We added a little bit of conditional formatting, and we colored the background and the alternate row property. Now, what we're interested in doing is using this field here. And when we click on an item here, say number 7, what we want is for this form to open up, but for it to go to room ID number 7. Simple, right? It actually is. So if we click on here and on the property sheet, go to event. If you don't see your property sheet, just press F4 and go to click, on click, and macro builder. We can do this with a macro. We can say open form. Name of the form is form rooms data entry. We want it to be dialogue, and we should probably specify edit. And here's where we specify which record we open to. So we put in the where condition, we put equals, put open and close quotation marks, open and close square brackets, and room ID equals ampersand room ID. Save that and close that. And I was going to say change to form view, but already in it. Now, if we click on, for example, number 11, we get rooms open up to number 11. If we click on number 9, we get a similar thing. What happens if we click on new? We get a syntax error because we're not, new isn't a value, it's just passing a null value. So it causes a bug. So we can deal with that. We can go back to the macro we wrote, and we'll use an if condition. We'll say if not is null room ID. So we're going to ask the question as to whether the number we've clicked on here, whether, when we're clicking this field, we want to ask the question whether it's null or not. Null means empty or no value, and the only part here that's empty or null value, no value, is down here when we hit new. So we're saying if it isn't like that, we want to open the form up to specific record. Add else. Now if it is a null value, I still want to open up this form, form rooms data entry, and I want to open up dialog, but I want to open it up to add record. So now I can save that. So now, do the same thing again. I can click on, for example, number 6. And it opens up in number 6. But if I click on new, it doesn't cause me a problem. It opens up the same form, but it opens it up to a new record, which is kind of neat. That's quite a nice way of doing things with data sheets. Okay, and we'll just take one last look at that where condition, because sometimes this throws people off a little bit. Okay, so say the room ID I'd clicked on was number 6. The actual condition would simply say room ID equals 6. And you're passing what's called a string variable, so it has to be in quotation marks. And we're using that to open up the form. Remember the equals at the start, that throws people off sometimes. And that's it, really. Not really much more to say about that. If you're, what I will say, I don't really want to complicate too much, but if the field you're using the where condition for example, this is a number field, auto number field, something like type, this is a text field, you need to use single quotation marks. Actually, I wish I hadn't said that, because that's a little bit too complicated. I did actually do a video on that in Access 2010 tutorial, so don't get too much into that. This is the where condition. This is the nice simple where condition that you'll use to open up forms to specific records. Let's keep it simple. Okay, thank you for watching, and I shall see you in the next video.